We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Gemara right after the Mishnah. It's five lines from the top. Zok the Gemara. It's saying in the Mishnah that you cannot say Eidus with circumstantial evidence. You know, it works in the American courts. You could give someone a full, you know, life in jail if with circumstantial evidence. But we cannot do that by in the Dine Torah. You cannot give someone any Misa for doing a Avera if you don't have evidence to aid them who actually saw the actual murder, the actual Ritzicha. Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad Mo'imid. What's the example of Oimid? Oimid Lehem, Shem Akach Risa, maybe this is what you saw. Sherot Acha Chaveroi, that someone ran after his friend, Lechurva, into this destroyed structure. V'Ritzos Machra, he ran after him. U'Mitzos, you walk in, you find Sayef Biyad, the guy has a sword in his hand, V'Domoy Metaftif, and dam is dripping off it. V'Horig Mefar, friend, there's someone dying right there in front of you. It's obvious, there's no child about it. There's no one else here. You saw the guy run in, together with the other guy. You're there 1 second later, and the guy's dying. He's not even dead there. He's in the middle of dying, and you have blood on the knife. You know for sure this is what happened. And Kach Risim Loi, Risim Klum. If you saw this, you didn't see anything. That's not called Eidus, because you did not actually see the person hit the other person with the knife. That's not called a Eidus, even though you know for sure this would happen. It's circumstantial evidence, and it's not enough for Dinei Torah. Tanya, Omer Rav Shimon Shatach, Erev Benechama, which is Lashon of Shvua, he says, I'm Loi Risi, if I didn't see this story. Echad Shiratz Achachaveri La Chorba. I saw someone running after his friend into a destroyed structure. Riratz Zacharov, I ran after him. Reisi Sayef Yoda, I saw a knife in his hand. Vedomai Metavtev, and there was blood dripping off it. Vaharoig Mefarfer, and the person killed is writhing in death throes. Vamarti Loi Rosha, Mi Harogil Azeh. Who killed this person? Oh yeah, Nio Ata, was it me or you? What should I do? She'ain domach mos v'yodi. Your blood is not mos in my hands. Your omer tayra apishnaim edim yuma sameis. It says apishnaim edim yuma sameis. Now, what does this mean exactly? Tosfos explains that Shimon b'Shetach was with another aid, because if not, stamazah it's not possible to kill this guy in Bezdin, because you need to aid him. Tosfos says he had another aid with him, but this is called me'oimid, because that's the hemshech in the Gemara. Top Tosfos says. Top Tosfos. The Maisi High Uvda Amastis and the Ketzah Ma'oimed Mashma the Doris Ma'ikra. We're learning from the pasuk Apishnayim Edim the Ma'oimed Loi Mikta. The Mashma Apishnayim Edim Shirou Es Amaisa. Apishnayim Mashma. They saw the story. Va'achrini. There was another aid. Have Imrav Shim Ben Shetach. V'Haid Loi Chashav Lo Mishum Kavoidoi. V'Haid Loi Kama Oyani Oyato Lab Dafkos Yochad El Onu. Is it us or you? He came with two aid, he said, I can't kill you. I can't bring you to Bezdin. Why? Because I'll pish time aid, you have to actually see it. I didn't actually see it. But he gave him a klala. He said like this, Hayadeh machshavos yifra mo'isei ish. The one who knows machshavos should pay back that person, shaharog eschaver, that killed his friend. And the Mashal explains why he said Hayadeh machshavos. The Mashal says, because maybe he thought that this guy was a guy, or maybe he didn't try to kill him. So then he's talking achayev misa. So you have to have yedei machshavos. So I said, Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows the machshavos will take care of that murderer. Omru, they said, lezozu misham. We didn't leave that place. Atshuba nachash vekisha. Nachash came and bit that person who did the ritzicha umeis and he died. So the taka got his oinish. Break the Gemara. Is his oinish from a nachash? V'hai bar nachashu. V'omra avyeis v'chein tonu v'chizkiya miyoyim shachar veis hamikdash. From the day Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Afa Pisha Batlo Sanhedri, Arba Misloi Batlo. Yosef and Rechizkiya have brought down a brisa that says that from the day Beis Hamikdash was Chorev, even though there's no Sanhedrin anymore, but there's still a din of Arba Mises. Freiting Amara, Loi Batlo? Batlo, there's no din Arba Mises. El din Arba Mises, which means that Kodesh Baruch Hu makes that you're going to have Arba Mises even though it's not with Beis Din. Someone does a very chayav skila, or you know, if a nagag either falls off a roof, or a chaya does sasai, or a chaya rips him up to pieces. That's what skila happens. Skila, either if they first do is a skila, they throw you off a high third floor, and then they stone the person. So here, that will happen. A guy who's chayav misa will get this, will have this accident, either fall off a roof, or a chaya will maul him. Mishas chayav sreifa, someone's chayav sreifa. This is a very that's chayav sreifa. Oinoifam with lake, either falls into fire. Nachash makis. Shoyu a nachash bites him and kills him with the poison, which is like Sreifa. Mishu Shchayv Ariga, which means Sayif, Oinim Sel Malchus, is given over to the Malchus, which usually kills, the government kills with a Sayif, or list them by Amalov, and they kill with a knife. And Mishu Shchayv Chenek, he drowns in the river, which is a type of sickness that he can't breathe. So what's the problem? The problem is, why does this guy get a nachash or a sreifa? He's chayav a lower type of misa, the misa of sayif. So if he was a murderer, he got the wrong misa. Nachash is the wrong misa. So to Gemara, Amri Yahu chayta chayta havevei. This murderer had other chatam that was chayav sreifa. To Amar Mar, misa is chayav shtei misa bezdin, nidim v'chamur. He gets the more chamur they go on, and therefore he got the sreifa, the misa that was like sreifa from the nachash. Now it says that you tell this fellow, did you see a ma'imid? And did you see it? Did you hear A&PA? They give a bunch of whole speech. And the Gemara's diak is, din nefashos is mashma, but din nefashos is dolem dinon. It's mashma, din nefashos is a problem of circumstantial evidence. How about din nemamonis of dinon? It sounds like with din nemamonis, we don't tell them this thing. It sounds like there, circumstantial evidence will be accepted in a bezdin. So Gemara says, who's that like? Kemankar of Acha. The Tanya of Acha Imer, we don't pass like Acha, it's a kasha really. Kemankar of Acha, the Tanya of Acha Imer, Gomel Oicher ben Agamalim. A Gomel, a camel who is biting other Gamalim. And that's one shot of the Rashi. Rashi says Oicher, Rashi says Noshech Shemati, biting. But Linari is an upshot because a Gomel has Zachar, Mizdavik, and a Keva, currently Oicher. It's called Oicher, so he's being Mizdavik, and they're very wild. And then he found him to Gomel Harig Batili. He found a dead camel next to that camel. You know, from circumstantial evidence, this one killed the other one. So you see, Rav Acha holds circumstantial evidence. And what's the Ardik, the Armish like that? Because we never said this by Mammon. We don't tell the Eidim by Mammon, is it Ma'imid? We don't say that. So it must be that Ma'imid is fine by Mammon. Break the Marvel Tamech. We don't tell the Mammonist Eidim either about Eidim P.A. And even though we know, Eidim P.A. is not going Mammon either. Well, Tamech, Eidim P.A. the Tanya B'dinah Fasha is who the Loyam Rinan. How B'dinah Mammon is Rinan? I think B'dinah Mammon is Eidim P.A. is accepted. But tonight, we learned to the Mishnah before regarding Mammonist. Im Amahu, if the Eid says, Amali, that Reuven says, Shani Chayev Loy, that Am Chayev, but he didn't say Atam Eidai, he didn't say it in front of the Tevea, it's nothing. Or if the aid says ish plainly amali, a certain person told me shu chayev he's chayev that he saw the hava. The loch is the Mishnah says before loy amaklum at yomer b'feneinu oydeloy that he was made in front of us to aid him shu chayev l'masayim zos. Alma, you see from there, I forgot the pasil of dinam amaris. Even though aid and is possible dinam amaris, still our Mishnah just says that we say it amrina lahu. We only say it to the aid and by ma'ayim malav only with dinam fashas. Hachinami here also circumstantial evidence is not acceptable at mammon. But Avapi the Pasuk of the Nevamah is a real of the Nevashas. Only say of the Nevashas. Why? So Rashi explains a real of the Nevashas. La harbei sadvarim. But when it comes to a punishment of misa, we marbe dvarim to the edim. Lefarish laayim. The Nevamahs don't care so much. Of course, we only take real evidence. We don't warn the edim so much. We're telling them this is not good. That's not good. We'll talk to the edim. We'll figure it out. But it doesn't mean that by dinim mamonis it's kosher. Just we don't scare the edim as much. When it comes to dinim mamonis, then dinim nefashas.
What? Since we don't say it to the Eidim.
We don't say, in the Eidim. There was a process that we gave the Eidim a speech. We scared them. We tell them, by the way, you come and say this. You don't be circumstantial evidence. Don't be this. Don't be that. You don't do that in the moment. So we thought the reason they don't do the Nimamah is because they don't have that halacha. He says, no, it's not the reason. The reason is because we're not ma'aimim so much on them. That's the reason why it wasn't said. Not because it's not, the halacha is not true. So it says in the Mishnah that we tell them, have a yoidim, you should know that when you kill someone, you're killing him and his children. And we brought a raya from the pasuk of Demei Achicha Tzayikim Alai. And then the Mishnah brought another pshat, Demei Achicha Tzayikim Alai, which you don't tell the Eidim. Which means that Dombay means that this dam was all over the place. So Amar Rav Yudah, Mark explains it now. Amar Rav Yudah, Breid Rav Chia. Melamich, also kind of have a lachiv, chaburis, patsias, patsias. He made in him different wounds and different cuts. What's a chabur? What's a patsias? Not klar. Chabur, pashas means like a bruise. And patsias is like a cut. He made him bruises and cuts wash. So he didn't know this was the first murder ever happened. He had no idea how to kill someone. So he didn't know what his neshama comes out. Atchigil tzavar, he totally hit him on the neck, and that's when he got killed. And that's why it's the meyachicha, the dam was all over the place, a lot of different dam. It says in the pasuk there that the ground swallowed him up. He was not by when Cain killed Hevel. So after Cain killed Hevel, he covered him up. He was not there anymore, and therefore the ground opened up to help out Cain. Because after that, the ground never opened up again. It says in the pasuk that. It says there in the pasuk. What does it say in the pasuk? Are we pasuk over here? And it says that Hashem said, "Where is Hevel?" So it says, "The pasuk says that the ground opened up to swallow up your brother's blood." So Rehuda says that the Yom's Paschal says Pia we kibalt the Lodom shel Hevel shuvle Paschal never opened up again. I'm sure you're thinking of some kashas. Gemara will ask your kashas. How do we know? The Shem says in the pasuk, "Miknaf faoretz zmiris shemanu tzvila tzadik," and it doesn't say from the Pia Oretz. Now, if the Oretz slaughtered Pia Oretz, the Oretz would sing zmiris from the mouth of the Oretz. It says "Miknaf faoretz," which means from the end of the land. So Meknafa Aretz, from the corner of the land, Meknafa Aretz, below me Pi Aretz. On the same Pi Aretz, we see that it never opened up. Tysus explains, what does it mean that the ground won't swallow up any dam anymore? Zok Tysus, more Tysus, says, Kol dam nevlam ba'aretz. El shoshu v'nikah, all dam, even today, gets nevlam ba'aretz. But you can still see the blood on the ground. By Hevel, it was completely gone. No blood. But I don't know what the point was, but that's what happened. So Hevel Shuvu Niklah, I guess to cover the crime. It could be, you could say, like a piece, sorry, that at that point the ground was almost shuvah to people. But not anymore. But the next Tais, very interesting also, that's saying Kedusha and Eretz Yisrael, Ayin Shom. But let's go back here. Eitzveh. So Eitzveh Chizkiyah, it says, we know by Kairach, it says, Vatiftach Ha'oretz Espio. So you see that the ground did open up its mouth. It was not the last time. Amalei l'ra pascha l'toyva l'pascha. It never ever opened l'ra, but not l'toyva. It didn't open l'toyva anymore. And that's what it says. Zmir and Samir did not come from the mouth. Another member of the Rav Chia. Another member of the Rav Chia. Golos mechaperes avoin mechza. Golos is very good to get a kapara to go into Golos. You find Taka, all the tzaddikim, the rebbes, and including the gra, went into Golos. Golos, the Gemara says, Golos mechaperes avoin mechza. Mekoraksiv, it says about Kayin. Vayisi na v'nod, he was moving here and there, v'soif, and that's it was Golos. V'soif, yesha v'eretz noid, so you see, v'eretz noid, don't say no anymore, because he had a kapara from the Golos. So v'yetze Kayin, he through a golos of Yitzchakayin, he was not novenod anymore. He was only noid, not novenod. So, like upon him, you see that the golos was mechaper. Amar Rav Yehuda, golos mechaper shloi shadvarim. Golos mechaper is three things. Shnei Amar in the pasuk, koi amar Hashem, hayoyshev. The pasuk says, koi amar Hashem, hayoyshev bir azoyis yomus becherev berav uvadava. Three different type misas. Vayoyte elak hasdim. But you go out, Elak Hasdim, you go out into Golis, you'll live. And your life will be a present to you. So what do you see? You see that even though a person's chayiv, cherev, a sword, rav, hunger, and dever, and plague, if he goes out to Golis, he will live. So it's mechaperes on Shloshet Dvarim. Rabbi Yechonama goes mechaperes ala koyel, chaper everything. Shneimar, it says in the Pasuk that Hashem gave a klolo to Yechonya Melech Yehuda. And the klala went like this: Koyam Hashem kisvu es ish hazeh ariri. He will not have children anymore. Gever lo yitzlach b'yomav. No, none of his children will be a king anymore. Ki lo yitzlach mazari ish yesh akis David Moshe Avuda. He will not have a king from his descendants anymore, and he will not have any children anymore. That was the shvua that Hashem made to Yechonya. But the ma'isa, he went into Golis, and things changed. The boss of the Golak Siv says in the Pasuk, Uvnei Yechonya, Asir Shaltiel Benoi. He had two children, Asir and Shaltiel. Now, what's Pshanda's names? And the Gemara explains, Asir, she brought the Ima Beis Asurim. Asir, the reason he has that name Asir, because his mother conceived him in the Beis Asurim, in jail. Shaltiel Shoshostul Kael. Hashem planted him. That Shaltiel was conceived also was a nes. It was both in jail. Why? So he wasn't the regular way of a person being conceived. Why? Gemiri, Shein Ishum is Haberes Me'umud. A Isha cannot conceive standing up. And Vehi, on top of Lama Chesem Aleph, is Abra Me'umud. Like Rashi explains, Yechonya was thrown into a jail, into a Beis Asurim. It was such a small jail, he could not lie down. He had to be standing up. And they lowered his wife down, the Yidin lowered his wife down into the jail with him, and he was able to, and she was able to become Me'uberes Me'umud, which is a nes. And that's found in the names Asir and Shaltiel. Another pshat and Shaltiel, Dovah Acher, Shaltiel, Shinishal Alaloso Ikel. That a Kosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel had to be Shoyal as a Shua. He said a Shua, and not could have any children. And he had children. He had children. Why? Because he went into Golos, he had a Kapara, so Hashem was Meichel on the Shua because of the Golos of the Kapara, and therefore he had children. Not only he had children, he had an Enikel Zerubbabel, which came out of Shaltiel, and Zerubbabel was a leader, was like a Melech, Zerubbabel, Nizrubbabel. Mashemoy, Nechemya ben Chayashmoy. The famous Nechemya is Zerubbabel. It's a big Shaila. It's Mavuyah, the other Ma'az says it's Mavuyah and Nach. They're not the same person, Ayin Shom, but Al Kaponim. You see that the call is help. Not only did he have children, but he also had Malchus in the family. Yehuda v'chizkiya b'nei Rabchiya. Yehuda v'chizkiya, the sons of Rabchiya, v'yasvi v'sudasa kamei Rabbi. They're sitting in a meal in front of Rabbi. They weren't saying anything. And I guess Rabbi wanted them to say Advar Torah. No, say Advar Torah. And they weren't saying, you see for me, a lot of pressure someone to say Advar Torah. But they weren't saying anything. Omer lehu, agavru chamra adadki. Serve some wine to the children. Kehecha adelemra milsa. They start talking. Given the ipsum, they opened up a little bit. They had a few cups of wine. Paschu v'omru, they said a memra, which Rabbi was not too happy about. It says in the memra like this. Ein meidav ba. Mashiach does not come until two families are destroyed from Klal Yisrael. Who are the two families? Reish Gerlis of Bavel, the leaders of Bavel, the Nasi's Reish Yisrael, the Nasi'im Reish Yisrael, which was Rebbe's family, by the way. Shneimar, the pasuk says, V'hoyel HaMikdash, which is referring to Mashiach, who saves Klal Yisrael, it'll have to be Le'evan Nigah for the Tzur Michshol. It'll have to be like a tripping stone and Tzur also a tripping rack. L'shnei bati Yisrael, to the two bati Yisrael. Two batim got to be destroyed. Omalahem. So Rebbe said, what do you mean? He's telling me you have to be destroyed. Bonai koitzvah adil malay mehena. You're putting thorns into my eyes. Omalay Rebbe Chia. So Rebbe Chia, the father, was trying to stick up for children. Rebbe, out there, Rebbe Necha. Yayin itim shimvay, says. Yayin is gematria 70. Yod and Yod is 10 and 10 and 50. V'soid nitim v'shimvay, says. And soid is also gematria 70. Nichnas Yayin Yatzasoid goes in Yayin Yatzasoid. Now, how does this make it feel better? He said, Nichnas Yayin Yatzasoid. Zoktama Hashem, that Soid is referring to the Soid of Ibor, the secret of the Ibor. Ibor is the moon, how it wanes and it gets bigger again. He says, that's really what Malchus Beis David is like. Malchus Beis David has to get smaller in order to get bigger. Just like a Schachus, we have a Schachus of the Levana. The only way it gets bigger, first it gets smaller. It gets smaller until there's nothing left, and then it gets bigger again. That's how the Malchus Beis David will get bigger and will have Mashiach only if it first wanes. He says, Zokter Mashah, Mavuya Besoid Ibra Chaydish. I'm skipping around a little bit. Vakavana Besoid Ibra Shadoimele Malchus Beis David. Because Kena Yamalchus Beis David Omar Shoy Mazaroi Tesva Malachim. Nechsa Malchus Beis Tzikiyov. Nishloi Rakim Mashal Aksas. Ragmil Baba Vanas Beis Tzol. Ukamoishal Avona Hilechas Mischachas Cheres Tesva Yoim. It goes down 15 days. Actually, until it's nothing left, and then it goes with the ganzes chachos. Cain, achas shetichla mamshelas malchus beis dov legamri. After Gamriel will be destroyed in Eretz Yisrael, then yischadish malchusoy. Kitzur was telling him that you know one day there will be a meridiges chachos. Omram chista omal kvavarmel omram chista. Dorash mori bar mar. May dechsev. What's behind the pasuk when it comes to the golus of Klal Yisrael, it says, "Vayishkreid Hashem al ra'am." Hashem was memaher. He on the bad. Vavi aleinu. Kitzadik Hashem aleinu. Hashem brought the galus quicker because Hashem is so good to us. Right? What are you talking about? Kitzadik Hashem. Vayishkreid Hashem al ra'am. Because Hashem is good to us, therefore Hashem quickened the ra'am. Vayavi aleinu. The Gemara says, yeah, in, or Ella. The way it worked in the first place of Mikdash, first Yechonya went into Galus, and he took with him, all the Tmid Chama went with him into Galus. And Tzikyo was still a king. But Hashem could have let Tzikyo be a king in another 50 years, and then when he went into Galus already, the Tzadikim and Tmid Chama of Yechonya would not be around anymore. So the Yidin coming out to Bava wouldn't have anyone to learn from. But no, Hashem made Tzikyo go into Galus quicker, and Yechonya's people were still alive. Golas Tzikanya still Yechanya still Kayamis. The Chsiv Bebe Golas Yechanya. It says by Golas Yechanya who went with him. It says Veskol Anche Hachayil Shivis Alofim VaHachoresh VaHamasger Elaf Hakol Gebarim Moisim Chama VaYviyemelch Bavel Goyla BaBavla. All into Bavel. Who's this Charesh and the Masger? They are Charesh is Kivon Shepeischim. They opened their mouth. Hakol Nasa Charashim. Everyone became deaf and dumb because they were such big Tamei Chacham. That's a Charesh. The big time Chacham Masker. Kivon Shoying by Halacha. Once they closed the Halacha, Shuvim Peischim. They didn't open back up. Kama Elif. He took with him 1,000 huge Tamei Chacham, and they were still alive because Hashem made Gauls to go quicker. That's one pshat. Second pshat, the more famous pshat, is why it's good. It's quicker. Is next pshat. Ula Amar Shehiktim Shtei Shanim Vilna Shantim. It says in the pasuk that Kisoy Lebanim VeNebanim. We read this on Tisha B'av. Vilna Shantim Ba'aretz VeShchatim V'Sim Pesal Tmuras Kav V'Sim Rabbanei Hashem Lekecha. Like Kisoy, it says Abe to Abdon, you're gonna get destroyed, lost forever. If you reach Vilna Shantim, you're gonna get destroyed forever. The gematria of Vilna Shantim is 852, and Hashem was makdim 2 years. After 850 years, he went to Galus. So Amar of Acha, what's the cheshbon? Because it says that the Beis Mikdash was built after 480 years after they left Mitzrayim. And we know the first Beis Mikdash was 410 years. So 410 plus 480 is how much? Is 890. But you have to minus 40 years in the Midbar. So if minus 40 years in the Midbar, it's 850. So after 850 years, they went into Galus. The Beis Mikdash was destroyed. If they would have stayed another 2 years, Vinyan Vinashantem, the Pasuk says, what happens after that? Happens after that is, Ki Abe Tabdu Maher Vashmei Tashmidun. That's what it says in the Pasuk. So Hashem didn't want it to reach that level. And therefore, he gave the Golas 2 years earlier. It's two pshatim why it's good to have the Golas earlier. Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov, Shmai Noah, Mehirud Mori Alma, Tamni Mei Avacham Shem Tartan Ava. You see, Mehirud is 852 years, as you did a very so quickly, 852 years. Is fast for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKaponim, that is the pshat why Hashem made the Golus 2 years earlier. Either they 2 years earlier, that's been Hashantim, or he did it earlier in order that Tzidkiyahu's Golus be together with the Golus Yechonya.